2021学年第一学期质量监控高三英语试卷听力部分现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Sorry to trouble you, but can I borrow a blanket? I feel cold.
I think we've got one. Could you please wait until the plane takes off?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
2. Have you decided what to give your son for Christmas yet?
No, not yet. I know he likes Lego products, but they are always too expensive.
Question. What are they talking about? 3. I just received my medical check report, and everything seems okay.
Congratulations.Then there's nothing to worry about.
Question. How does the woman probably feel now? 4. Do you have the time?
Well, my watch says it's 3:30, but it games 5 minutes.
Question. What time is it now?
5.My dog climbed on the roof last night and could not calm down. It was Jack who climbed onto the steep roof and managed to save her.
Wow, that took a lot of nerve.
Question. What does the woman think of Jack?
6. I'm sick of calling the booking office. The line is always busy.
Why don't you order through the internet?We are now in a digital age.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
7. Wait a minute. I want to have a look at this display in the window.
I see some books are on sale. Let's go inside and see if we can find something on art.
Question. Where does the conversation take place?
8. The jacket is amazing, but it's a bit more than I want to spend.
Maybe you can get a better price. It can't hurt to ask.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
9. I think I'll go to a friend's birthday party tonight instead of working on my papers.
Are you kidding? The deadline is around the corner.
Question. What does the woman imply?
10. When I'm playing the piano, I don't worry about anything. How about you?
I go to the gym every day. It helps me deal with stress.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
2. Directions.In Section B, you'll hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Good evening. Now I know many of you are excited about the idea of getting paid to travel the world and see the sights. But remember, traveling isn't all fun and games. It is hard work too. I remember when I was in Egypt to look at the pyramids. Now, of course, they are fascinating, They are over 4,000 years old. But remember, Egypt is mostly desert, and the temperature is often over 45 degrees. So the weather can be a problem. And several years later, I was traveling down the Yangtze River in China with some photographers, and we constantly had engine trouble with our boat, so we couldn't steer along the 6,380-kilometer river. Instead, we had to abandon our journey after just 2,150 kilometers, which was a major disappointment. The last journey I want to tell you about was the most rewarding. We went to Angel Falls, the tallest waterfall in the world. We backpacked for 17 days through the jungles of Venezuela to get there. But when they finally came into view, with their breathtaking drop of 807 meters, it was incredible. So remember, being a travel writer may sound like an amazing career, and it is certainly rewarding, but you have to be prepared for every possibility.
Now, listen again, please. Good evening. Now, I know many of you are excited about the idea of getting paid to travel the world and see the sights. But remember, traveling isn't all fun and games. It is hard work, too. I remember when I was in Egypt to look at the pyramids. Now, of course, they're fascinating. They're over 4,000 years old. But remember, Egypt is mostly desert, and the temperature is often over 45 degrees, so the weather can be a problem. After several years later, I was traveling down the Yangtze River in China with some photographers, and we constantly had engine trouble with our boat, so we couldn't steer along the 6,380-kilometer river. Instead, we had to abandon our journey after just 2,150 kilometers, which was a major disappointment. The last journey I want to tell you about was the most rewarding. We went to Angel Falls, the tallest waterfall in the world. We backpacked for 17 days through the jungles of Venezuela to get there. But when they finally came into view, with their breathtaking drop of 807 meters, it was incredible. So remember, being a travel writer may sound like an amazing career, and it is certainly rewarding, but you have to be prepared for every possibility.
Question 11. What forced the speaker to stop his journey down the Yangtze River?
Question 12. What might be the speaker's career?
Question 13. What does the speaker think of his job?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following report.
Today, I would like to talk about the new concept of fitness. What exactly is fitness? How do you know whether you are fit? Under the old fitness, this question is answered by taking a few tests and comparing your performance to the standard. The new fitness leaves every individual to arrive at his or her own answer based on individual needs, personal goals, and different lifestyles. The new fitness definition is more flexible. You are fit if you can work effectively all at your normal task, if you have enough energy left at the day's end to invest in leisure activities, and if you have the strength to deal with an unexpected physical emergency, running a block to catch a bus, for instance, or rearrange all your furniture. By this definition, a healthy, physically fit accountant would not be in the same shape as a healthy, physically fit athlete, but there is no need to be. Fitness can be divided into three basic factors: endurance, strength, and flexibility. Of the three, endurance is the factor that is most often regarded as the key indicator of fitness. And the exercises which build endurance have the greatest effect on your overall health. The exercises which can provide you with training effect include jogging, swimming, bicycling, walking, rowing, rope skipping, hiking, cross-country skiing, and the vigorous games of baseball, handball, and soccer.
Now, listen again, please. Today, I would like to talk about the new concept of fitness. What exactly is fitness? How do you know whether you are fit? Under the old fitness, this question is answered by taking a few tests and comparing your performance to the standard. The new fitness leaves every individual to arrive at his or her own answer, based on individual needs, personal goals, and different lifestyles. The new fitness definition is more flexible. You are fit if you can work effectively all at your normal task, if you have enough energy left at the day's end to invest in leisure activities, and if you have the strength to deal with an unexpected physical emergency, running a block to catch a bus, for instance, or rearrange all your furniture. By this definition, a healthy physically fit accountant would not be in the same shape as a healthy physically fit athlete, but there's no need to be. Fitness can be divided into three basic factors: endurance, strength, and flexibility. Of the three, endurance is the factor that is most often regarded as the key indicator of fitness. And the exercises which build endurance have the greatest effect on your overall health. The exercises which can provide you with training effect include jogging, swimming, bicycling, walking, rowing, rope skipping, hiking, cross-country skiing, and vigorous games of baseball, handball, and soccer.
Question 14. What is the new concept of fitness based on?
Question 15. How is the new fitness compared with the old fitness?
Question 16. What is the report mainly about?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Linda. You look refreshed and energetic. Do you still practice yoga every day?
Yes, I do. But riding to work instead of driving is the key.
You mean bike sharing?
Yeah. Startup bikes like Ofo and Mobike have brought us a new trend, haven't it?
Yes, and it's really convenient to take a rideshare bike. They're available everywhere.
Yes, people can unlock the shared bikes by simply using their smartphones. The bikes are equipped with GPS and can be left anywhere in public for the next user. They also provide an effective solution to the last mile problem.
But there is not always positive feedback from customers.
What do you mean?
There's a rising number of traffic accidents involving children trying out the rideshare bikes out of curiosity.
That's true. But shared bike companies like Ofo are trying to make some improvements. It redesigned its bicycles, equipping them with a rear brake box that increases travel safety and stability.
There are still other problems, such as illegal parking, deliberate damage, and theft.
How to maintain them is also a tough question. Supervision should be strengthened, and relevant laws should be issued. Citizen quality should be enhanced, and the culture sharing should be cultivated. Anyway, every citizen should also do their part, right?
Now listen again, please. Hi, Linda. You look refreshed and energetic. Do you still practice yoga every day?
Yes, I do. But riding to work instead of driving is the key.
You mean bike sharing?
Yeah. Startup bikes like Ofo and Mobike have brought us a new trend, haven't it?
Yes. And it's really convenient to take a rideshare bike. They're available everywhere.
Yes. People can unlock the shared bikes by simply using their smartphones. The bikes are equipped with GPS and can be left anywhere in public for the next user. They also provide an effective solution to the last mile problem.
But there is not always positive feedback from customers.
What do you mean?
There's a rising number of traffic accidents involving children trying out the rideshare bikes out of curiosity.
That's true. But shared bike companies like Ofo are trying to make some improvements. It redesigned its bicycles, equipping them with a rear brake box that increases travel safety and stability.
There are still other problems, such as illegal parking, deliberate damage, and theft.
How to maintain them is also a tough question. Supervision should be strengthened, and relevant laws should be issued. Citizen quality should be enhanced, and the culture sharing should be cultivated. Anyway, every citizen should also do their part, right?
Question 17. Why does Linda look so energetic?
Question 18. Which problem with rideshare bikes is not mentioned?
Question 19. Which aspects should be improved according to the conversation?
Question 20. What is the conversation mainly about?
This is the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束。